Petty System.
Blog Talk
so,
Radio.
Doctor, Doctor, can you help me? And this is how we are. Even though the title may indicate something like to some people, no, this is a science show, motivational show, and success show of life. Now, before we go forward, I start from the one of the most important advice what we can give, and we repeat it in every show. First of all, before that, we mention that this show gives you free continuing education, college, and university credits. When you register as a listener, the instructions how to register as a listener are in the website, and then you have to take a test to prove that you have listened to the show, and you can use these credits, and then it will expire, they are valid worldwide. Our organization that has produced this show is one of the new leading organizations in its area of activities. Its organization Save the American Family. It handles all family issues, all success issues in life, investments, everything. You can start even $50 a month to start investing and step by step grow it and become a millionaire, and that is not a joke when you do it in the correct manner. Another thing what we advise you to do is to have a family meeting where you handle these issues. Most of the shows have a text that is put on a website. Save the American Family is abbreviated SDAF, and the website is based on that abbreviation, www.sdaf1org.weebly.com. Now, you probably know this website already, otherwise you wouldn't be listening to this. So, Save the American Family has everything for life success. If you are in need, everybody actually is, in more spiritual information, you can listen to our affiliated organizations, website, radio shows also. I studied the website. It's a church, but it's a modern online church, the first worldwide, nationwide online church. And it's a global church of God, and it is a biblical church for every people with the biblical principles in their mind. And if you want that, you can take material there also in your family meeting. Family meeting is something that you decide at the beginning of the week what you all study. Take advice, take material from our Save the American Family website, from the tab services, and from there a sub-tab, Restoring Any Marriage. Restoring Any Marriage is a family that it would take years to go through. And if you want the spiritual material, take it from the Global Church of God material. Have the family meeting once a week, lasting about 2 hours. At the beginning of the week, you all decide what you study, and then you study that during the week, and then you discuss in a family meeting. Then you have this family meeting going year after year, year after year, as long as you have children in your home. And even that, after that, when you are as a couple alone in your home, you continue the same thing, maybe also at then there some friends. This kind of family meeting will give your life, your children, a life that is successful and will strengthen your family in every aspect, will strengthen your marriage, and you will never regret that you did that. But you have to do that continuously year after year, and then the results will come. Also, the information of when you study more of our website, it's a huge website, there are also instructions how to start investing. And you can always contact us for additional information. Have even the babies present in the family meeting and the toddlers. The babies already learn in the womb, so of course they learn, learn also in the study group. The study group is the best thing you can do. If you want to take biblical material, take it from the Global Church of God tab, such as Eschatology, and there at study from the end, go to the end and go up, find the 101 evidence, pieces of evidence why the biblical text is true. I am not here to teach you the Bible. I'm here to guide you how to have successful life. And it's up to you what material to study. But this is my advice to put this kind of family meeting together. You must start this family meeting. Even if you would take all the material from our website, say the American Family website, and the success material. And have, when you go to our website, you'll see that it's an enormously wide website and full of information. But apply the information in your life, in your family. Decide what you apply together in your family, and your family will be more successful in every aspect. There's a saying about knowledge, and says the old quotation says, knowledge is power, but I tell you that's a wrong statement. The correct statement goes in this form of quotation, developed by the host of this show, and it says, knowledge is no power, only applied knowledge is power. So this is the beginning part of advising you to have a better life. Apply the information the way I just explained to you. Briefly, I want to mention about this. Is the world getting warmer, heating up or not? Now, we don't really know. We don't really know. It has been there billions of years, and we don't really know. But what the scientists believe, they say it is warming up and starting to collapse. 2014 breaks a heat record, challenging global warming skeptics. Last year, 2014, was the hottest on Earth since record keeping began 1880. Scientists reported about these facts, underscoring warnings about the risks of runaway greenhouse gas emissions and other mining claims by climate change contrarians that global warming had somehow stopped. Extreme heat blanketed Alaska and much of the western United States in year 2014. Records were set across large areas of every inhabited continent. And the ocean surface was unusually warm virtually everywhere except near Antarctica, the scientists said, providing the energy that fueled damaging Pacific storms. In the annals of climatology, 2014 surpassed 2010 as the warmest year. The 10 warmest years have all occurred since 1997. I repeat, the 10 warmest years have all occurred since 1997, and that's not a long time ago, a reflection of the relentless planetary warming that science say is a consequence of human activity and poses profound long-term risks to civilization and nature. Climate change is perhaps the major challenge of our generation, says Michael H. Friley, director of Earth Sciences at NASA, NASA. One of the agencies that track global temperatures. All in the United States. The NASA is NASA, NASA is in the United States. It's the USA government. Of the large land areas where many people live, only the eastern portion of the United States recorded below average temperatures in 2014, in stark contrast to the unusual heat in the West. Some experts think the weather pattern that produced those American extremes is an indirect consequence of the release of greenhouse gases it is not proven. Several scientists said the most remarkable things about the 2014 record year was that it had occurred in a year that did not feature a strong El Nino a large-scale weather pattern in which the Pacific Ocean pumps an enormous amount of heat into the atmosphere. Skeptics of climate change have long argued that global warming stopped around 1998 when an unusually powerful El Niño produced the hottest year of the 20th century. Some politicians in Washington have seized on that claim to justify inaction or emissions. But the temperature of 1998 is now being surpassed every year or 5 years, and 2014 was the first time that happened without a significant El Niño. Now, this is just a little reminder for all us what's going on, based on the facts, not fiction. Say the American family is handling all kinds of topics in life and success for you and your family. When you apply this information, you will be successful. The next topic we have here, family meals and health is a healthy habit. Eat with your kids, science says. Let's just first briefly look at the facts and then we go to the broader text. Teenagers, or any age of child, but teenagers are old enough that you can measure their thinking and habits. Teenagers who eat dinner with the family 2 or 3 times at least a week, 2-3 times, may reduce their risks for obesity in young adulthood. Isn't that interesting? Researchers surveyed the eating habits of about 2,000 girls and boys in their teens and then followed up 10 years later when about 50% were overweight and about 20% were obese. After controlling for sex, age, race, socioeconomic status, and initial body mass index, they found that compared with those who never had family meals, those who ate with family 3 to 4 times a week were about half as likely to be overweight. Having even one or two meals with the family was also protective, reducing the risks by about 33%. The study has appeared in the Journal of Pediatrics. Parents have all these messages coming at them about what to do to prevent adolescent obesity, said the lead author, Jerica M. Berge, B-E-R-G-E, an assistant professor of family medicine at the University of Minnesota. Here we are approved and given proof and provided the concrete things parents can focus on. If you invest in 1 or 2 meals a week, it can make a difference. What about having it every day? That might be difficult in the modern world, but if you can't do it every day. But if you even invest in 1 or 2 meals, family meals a week, it can make a difference. Did you hear that now? Please. The researchers acknowledge that their results depended on self-reports, which are not always reliable 100%, and that there may be unknown variables they were unable to account for. The reasons for the effect remain unclear. But let's look to this fact a little broader. A later study research we have here that handles the same topic. Just from this year, or past year, we are at the beginning of the year now. So, eat with your kids, science says. As a family therapist, I often have the impulse to tell families to go home and have dinner together rather than spending an hour with me. And 20 years of research in North America, Europe, and Australia back up my enthusiasm for family dinners. This is not my opinion. This is another my associate's opinion who says so. Said they come to have a family therapy. He says, go home, eat family dinner every day, and your problem will be solved. But anyway, you cannot do it every day. At least do it a few times a week. But maybe you can do it every day in your happy family. But see what you can do. So it turns out that sitting down for a nightly meal is great for the brain, the body, and the spirit. And that nightly dinner doesn't have to be a gourmet meal that took 3 hours to cook, nor does it need to be made with organic stuff or any kind of special things. It's just the togetherness and eating together that makes a difference. It's at the same time we could call brain food. For starters, researchers found that for young children, dinnertime conversation boosts vocabulary even more than being read aloud to. Now we know that we have to read to children. The more we talk to children, the more we read, the more the vocabulary is developing already from the toddler's years and already from the baby years. I remember now, I realized that the babies already learn in the womb. So no matter how young the baby is, and you read to the baby and show the pictures, the baby will learn, even though they cannot speak yet. The reading to the children is important vocabulary builder. But this is now what your topic is, to eat with your kids. Please do it. Have at least 1 to 2 times a week, and as often as you can. The more often you can, the better. Now, the researchers counted the number of rare words, those not found on a list of 3,000 most common words that families use during dinner conversations. Young kids learn 1,000 rare words at the dinner table compared to only 143 from parents reading storybooks aloud. Now, let's go back. They learned about 8 times more than they had these family minis, the family discussions in the family dinner, compared when they were only read from the books. That's a huge difference. Kids who have a large vocabulary read earlier and more easily and succeed in school better. That's the key when we talk about this, how many words they learn. All the children also reap intellectual benefits from family dinners. For school-age youngsters, regular mealtime in an evening is an, I'm sorry, regular mealtime is an even more powerful predictor of high achievement scores than time spent in school doing homework, playing sports, or doing art. I repeat. For school-age youngsters, regular mealtime as a family is an even more powerful predictor of high achievement scores than time spent in school doing homework, playing sports, or doing art. Why is all this? It's because the family meeting finds purpose in life and strengthens the union, and then the children feel they belong to something important, even though they don't realize that. Then they want to do their best to please everybody, and then they have a goal for their life. Their attitude changes. Parents who leave their children too much alone for whatever reasons are experiencing problems. Their children start stealing, their children start smoking, their children start using drugs, they start doing all kinds of other things, and the problem evolves. So those people who have to work and have no time for family dinners are having most troubles in their lives, in their families. Now, this is a tragedy that people don't have time for family dinners. But let's go on. You have to find time at least 1 or 2 times a week. That will make a difference. Everybody can find 1 or 2 times a week to have a family dinner. Everybody can do that at least once. Do it for your family. Do it for children. Your own marriage will be also strengthened. So let's go forward. Other researchers reported a consistent association between family dinner frequency and teen academic performance. Adolescents who ate family meals 5 to 7 times a week were twice as likely to get A's in school as those who ate dinner with their families fewer than 2 times a week. You can do at least 2 times a week, then do it, because this is important for your whole family or children. The more you can do it regularly, the better. So children who eat a regular family dinner also consume more fruits, vegetables, vitamins, and micronutrients in those healthy, getting from those healthy sources of nutrition, as well as fewer or less fried foods and soft drinks. This is also the case. You know that soft drink dispensers, fried food dispensers, fast food, all those chain foods, they are such pure poison. It's not fast food, it's a bad food. So teach your children, and when you have these family meetings, family dinners, they will learn they will have different habits. Do it. You can do it at least once a week, two times a week. Maybe you can do it more. If you can do 70 times a week, you are the happiest family there is. So this is important information. I didn't finish it. It goes on. So the nutritional benefits keep paying dividends even after kids grow up. Young adults who ate regularly family meals as teens are less likely to be obese and more likely to eat healthier once they live on their own without their parents. So you give them gifts for the rest of their life, the gift of health, not only gift of success. Well, health belongs to success, but that's what you do with these family dinners. So start understanding what this is so important. Some research has even found a connection between regular family dinners and the reduction of symptoms in medical disorders such as asthma. The benefits might be due to two possible byproducts of a shared family meal: lower anxiety and the chance to check in about a child's medication compliance. It isn't just the presence of healthy food that leads to all these benefits. The dinner atmosphere is important. Parents need to be warm and engaged rather than controlling and restrictive to encourage healthy eating in their family, in their children. I repeat, if you are a person who is a general, who is a devil in your family, you will not succeed in raising your children, no matter what you do. I repeat, parents need to be warm and engaged, not just looking at it. Don't have your cell phone there. Don't take the dinner table. The children do what you do. Remember, children don't do what you tell them to do. Children do what they see you doing. Don't have your cell phones or any technology in your dinner table. Don't have the TV on. That's a craziest thing you can do. You ruin everything. You cannot have the technology. This is the human connection that you're building. That's what is important here. That's what counts in here. I repeat once more. The dinner atmosphere is also important. Parents need to be warm and engaged with their children rather than controlling and restrictive to encourage healthy eating and in their children. And children will love it. And they love you more. And they respect you more. And you succeed better raising them up. But all bets are off if the TV is on during dinner. Don't have the TV there at all. In one study, American kindergartners who watched TV during dinner were more likely to be overweight by the time they were in third grade and not succeeding academically in school. The association between TV watching during dinner and overweight in children was also reported in Sweden, Finland, and Portugal, and many other research in around the world. Soul food. In addition, a stack of studies link regular family dinners with lowering a host of high-risk teens behavior that parents fear. Smoking, binge drinking, marijuana use, violence, school problems, eating disorders, and sexual activity too early. You avoid these things when you have family dinners at least one or two times a week or more often. We understand, and everybody understands, you might have to work, but you can do it at least two times a week. You cannot come and tell you cannot. This is about your children. Hear me what I'm saying. In one study of more than 5,000 Minnesota teens, researchers concluded that regular family dinners were associated with lower rates of depression and suicidal thoughts. In a very recent study, kids who had been victims of cyberbullying bounced back more readily if they had regular family dinners. I'm telling you, if you don't take this seriously, you could make one of the biggest mistakes facing your life. Family dinners have been found to be more powerful deterrent against high-risk teen behaviors than church attendance or good grades. There are also associations between regular family dinners and good behaviors, not just the absence of bad ones. I repeat, family dinners have been found to be more powerful deterrent against high-risk teen behaviors than church attendance or good grades. There are also associations between regular family dinners and good behaviors, not just the absence of bad ones. In the New Zealand study, a higher frequency of family meals was strongly associated with positive moods in adolescents. Similarly, other researchers have shown that teens who dine regularly with their families also have a more positive view of the future compared to their peers who don't eat with parents. In most industrialized countries, families don't farm together, play musical instruments, or stitch quilts on their porch. So dinner is the most reliable way for families to connect and find out what's going on with each other's life. But also the parents have to be open. Not only the children, they have to also tell the children what is going on in their life. Then they feel united more with everybody. So start getting this information. In a survey, American teens were asked when they were most likely to talk with their parents. They said all dinner was their top answer. Dinner time. American teens were asked when they were most likely to talk with their parents. The top answer was dinner time. Dinner time. Kids who eat dinner with their parents experience less stress and have a better relationship with their parents. This daily mealtime connection is like a seat belt for traveling the potholed road of childhood and adolescence and all its possible risky behaviors. So start doing this. Find the way you're doing this. You can do it one or two times at least, or three times, or maybe even every day when you start make arrangements. You are raising children. You have to raise them well. And here is information that is important. Apply. And most families do not know this information. Of course, the real power of dinners lies in their impersonal quality. I'm sorry, in their interpersonal quality. I say it again. Of course, the real power of dinners and the positive effects lies in their interpersonal quality. If family members sit in stony silence, or if parents yell at each other, or scold their kids, family dinner won't confer any positive benefits. You have to understand this now. You will learn yourself to behave better. I repeat, of course, the real power of dinners lies in their interpersonal quality. If family members are all sitting in stony silence, or if parents yell at each other or to the children, or scold their children, their kids, family dinner won't and will not confer these positive benefits. Sharing a roast chicken won't magically transfer parent-child relationships. But dinner may be the one time or the day when a parent and child can share a positive experience, a well-cooked meal, a joke, or a story. And these small moments can gain and will gain momentum to create stronger connections away from the table and will save your children's future from problems. If you do not take this seriously, you make one of the biggest mistakes in your life. You will get connections, credits, college, university, and continuing education credits when you listen to these shows, because these are science shows, and you have to, they never expire the valid worldwide, you have to register as a listener. The instructions how to register as a listener are on our website, www.sdaf1.org.bibli.com, that you already know the website, of course you want to listen to this website. Take this seriously, what you just heard. This is unbelievable important information. You have this text also in our website, as you find the website, the radio and TV shows, chat, and then you find the date, and you have it there. Then you just want to look good if you want to follow that. Now, everything else what I have told you, even in the past, is also something that's important. Have a family meeting, I explained to you, once a week, handle their topics, and material that you decide together at the beginning of the week what you're going to handle a family meeting. Family meeting is lasting 2 hours about every week. First, you study. First, you decide what to study that week. Everybody studies, and you have 2 weeks, 2 hours family meeting. Try to have it always every Sunday, on weekends. It's the best. If you have to work, find a day that's always the same, basically, if possible. And in that family meeting, you discuss the material what everybody has been reading during the study that week. And then you decide together to apply the information of what you will apply the information. Remember now, knowledge is power, but I say to you that's a wrong statement. Correct statement goes like this, and you, this quotation developed by the host of this solar goes, knowledge is no power, only applied knowledge is power. But I just gave you information about that dinner table, powerful, positive result. It has only power when you apply the information. Now, the family meeting is going to last forever as long as your children have are in your home. Either after that, as a married couple, you continue that family meeting in the same manner. Your children have learned in the family meeting during the years so much that they will thank you for the rest of their lives. This is another thing that you have to start doing in your life. Family dinners and the family meeting. In the family meeting, start taking material from our website, from services, and from there, sub-tab, restoring any marriage. That's a family tab. And in addition, take from anywhere else for material what you want. But as long as you have this family meeting and you study important material that is important success material for life, that's the purpose, and that will also strengthen the family union. You will see the differences, you will have a happy family, successful family, and you will avoid all problems in your life with raising your children. The show time is over. What you have here heard in the background, the noises. We are having these radio show recordings in different locations. Today we have been in the famous LaGuardia Airport in New York City. It's named after the former New York mayor, Mr. LaGuardia. And we are having a small new audience here from different parts of the country coming in, and they decided to listen to this show recording. The time is all over for this show. Until next time, this is your host, Dr. Christian. Once more, apply this information. Apply this information. It's going to give you all a better life. You will never regret when you have these family dinners, when you have the family meetings. This is your host, Dr. Christian. Until next time.